We are reading this evening from the Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, verse number 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Klesho. Kataras Tesho Dikataras Tesham Avyakta Sakta Chetasam
Avyakta
Higatir
Dukam
Dehavat Viravapyate Kle. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Babu Nityananda Advaita Gadadha Divashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Nama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. The question which often comes up to people who are engaged in spiritual life is what will be their ultimate spiritual realization after they have obtained perfection.
Pitanje koje se često, veoma često javlja u životima ljudi koji prakticiraju duhovnu samospoznaju je šta će se desiti kada oni dođu do samospoznaje.
Basically, there are two types of worshippers and they have two types of different realizations at the end of their path.
U osnovi postoje dvije vrste obožavatelja i također postoje dva rezultata njihovog obožavanja.
One is the impersonalist and then the other is the personalist.
Jedan je personalista, a drugi impersonalista.
In the impersonal path, the highest goal is to give up one's individuality and merge with the Brahman, the sum total of all energy.
Na impersonalnom putu krajnji cilj je napustiti individualnost i stopiti se sa Brahmanom.
Lalita is not impressed by this part. We as devotees are not impressed by this path.
Mi kao bhakte nismo impresionirani tim putem.
The personalist or the devotee of Krishna wants to keep his identity eternally in a loving relationship of active devotional service to the Lord.
Personalista, odnosno bhakta, želi do kraja zadržati svoju individualnost i svoju osobnost u relaciji služenja Svevišnjeg Gospodina.
For the impersonalist, spiritual realization means three things stop.
Za impersonalistu, duhovna samospoznaje znači zaustavljanje tri stvari.
Individuality stops.
Individualnost prestaje.
God as a person stops.
Bog kao osoba.
And the process of worship stops.
I proces obožavanja prestaje.
And personal realization means just merging into everything.
I za impersonalnost znači stapanje u sve.
Now we just have to see a little bit what Lalita is up to here. Lydia, what is the plan with Lalita? What? She's trying to speak. Now what should we do with her? This is a time where one person only speaks.
Ovo je vrijeme kad samo jedna osoba može govoriti.
Maybe she will become tired in a minute, or it doesn't look like. Well, now it's peaceful. Okay, we will try again. Did you understand these things?
Da li ste shvatili te stvari?
If ultimately I am one with the Brahman,
ako sam na kraju jedno sa Brahmanom,
then my individuality is an illusion.
Onda moja individualnost iluzija.
Worship, or let us say God, the concept of God as an individual entity is an illusion.
Moja shvaćanje Boga kao individualnog bića je u iluziji.
And the process of worship is an illusion.
I proces obožavanja je iluzija.
This is what the Mayavadis say, the impersonalists.
To je ono što kažu Mayavadi, impersonalisti.
But the Bhaktis, Bhakti Yoga say, no.
A Bhakti, odnosno Bhakti Yoga kaže ne.
I may be now an illusion.
Možda sam sada u iluziji.
But I'm not an illusion.
Ali ja nisam iluzija.
Just like someone may be sick.
Baš kao što neko može biti bolestan.
And have a painful life due to his sickness.
I život mu je bolan zbog njegove bolesti.
But he doesn't think the ultimate success in his life is to just stop to be.
Ali on ne misli da je krajnji cilj života jednostavno u tome da prestane biti.
He wants a healthy individual life beyond the sick bed.
On želi zdrav individualni život izvan ove bolesti.
This is what the Bhakti Yoga wants.
To je ono što Bhakti Yoga želi.
Spiritually healthy life with see you again with the worship of Krishna in the center.
Duhovno zdrav život sa obožavanjem Krishne u središtu.
In the Brahma Sanghita we get positive information of how this is possible.
U Brahma Samhiti dobivamo pozitivnu informaciju kako je to moguće.
We hear there a full description of the spiritual world.
Tamo saznajemo o potpunom opisu duhovnog svijeta.
We hear how in that spiritual world God, an ocean of love, is engaged in rasa, in tasting a wonderful transcendental emotions and feelings in the relationship with his dear devotees.
Saznajemo da tamo Bog uživa u prekrasnim transcendentalnim relacijama, rasama sa svojim dragim baktama.
Spiritual life means you taste ecstasy.
Duhovni život znači da kušate sreću, ekstazu.
In relationship with Krishna.
U relaciji sa Krishnom.
Each one of you test yourself.
Svatko od vas može da se testira.
How is your life?
Kakav je vaš život?
If you are morose,
ako ste žalosni,
and not joyful,
i niste radosni,
it means you are light years away from spiritual life.
To znači da je vaš život daleko od duhovnog života.
But
to znači da ste vi svjetlosnu godinu daleko od duhovnog života.
Yes. But this rasa or this taste, which Krishna feels in exchange with his devotees, should never be misunderstood to be some material taste.
Taj ukus se nikada ne treba pogrešno smatrati nekim materijalnim ukusom.
I will tell you now a few wonderful lilas with where you can understand about this.
Sada ću vam ispričati nekoliko fantastičnih lila zabava gdje ćete to moći shvatiti.
We hear that Krishna wanted to satisfy his devotees in the spiritual world.
Čuli smo da Krishna želi da zadovolji svoje bhakte u duhovnom svijetu.
His parents, let me say, he felt that why should only my parents have me as a child?
On je mislio, zašto samo moji roditelji mogu imati mene za dijete?
I know that all the inhabitants of Vrindavan village want me as a child, so I want to fulfill their desire.
Znam da svi stanovnici Vrindavana žele da imaju mene za svoje dijete i zato želim da ispunim njihove želje.
And not only do the people of Vrindavan want me as a child, also the cows want me as a calf.
I ne samo da me ljudi Vrindavana žele za svoje dijete, nego me čak i krave Vrindavana žele za svoje tele.
So he arranged one day that the powerful creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, was stealing all his cowherd boyfriends and calves.
Tako je jednog dana uredio situaciju da veoma moćno biće Brahma, kreator svemira, ukrade njegove prijatelje pastire i krave.
Listen how this happened.
Slušajte kako se to desilo.
Krishna was eating very comfortably at the bank of the Yamuna when all of a sudden the calves which were grazing nearby disappeared in the forest.
Krishna je jako udobno sjedio i jeo pored Yamune, dok su se međuvremenu telad, koja su pasla tu u blizini, udaljila i približila šumi.
Not wanting that his friends interrupted their happy picnic, Krishna said, "You remain here eating and I will bring the cows, the calves back."
Ne želeći da njegovi prijatelji prekinu sa jedenjem, sa uživanjem u tom pikniku, rekao im je, samo vi ostanite tu, ja idem, vratit ću nazad krave.
All this was watched from above by the powerful demigod Brahma.
Sve to iznad posmatrao veoma moćni polubog Brahma.
And he thought, now my chance has come.
I sad rekao, evo moje prilike.
I am very interested to find out if this is God.
Veoma me zanima da pronađem da li je to Bog.
So what he did is he just put a mystical influence of slumber over the cowherd boys who sat there picnicking and put them all in a distant place in the universe where he put them to rest.
Jednostavno iskoristio svoju mističnu moć i stavio te dječake u stanje spavanja i onda ih odveo na drugo mjesto gdje su mogli da odmaraju.
Perfect kidnapping.
To je savršeno kidnapiranje.
The victim didn't even realize what was happening to him.
Žrtva čak nije ni shvatila što je se desilo.
So when Krishna returned, no more cows were there, no more cowherd boyfriends were there, and the calves had also disappeared.
I kada se Krishna vratio, više nije bilo njegovih prijatelja dječaka pastira, a i tela su također nestala.
So what did he do?
Što je uradio?
He simply expanded in all the cows and all the boyfriends and calves.
Jednostavno se ekspandirao u svoje prijatelje i u telad.
So when the cow had the boyfriends and the calves returned in the evening to the village Vrindavan, their parents greeted them, but they really only greeted Krishna, because he was the one who had expanded himself into the calves and boyfriends.
I kada su se ti dječaci i ta telad vratili navečer nazad u selo, njihovi roditelji su ih dočekali i pozdravili, ali misleći da pozdravili njih, ali u stvari su pozdravili Krišnu, jer se on ekspandirao u njihove oblike, i njih i teladi.
Now Krishna had expanded himself so perfectly into these cowherd boyfriends that no one could practically tell the difference.
I Krishna se tako savršeno ekspandirao u svoje prijatelje da jednostavno nitko nije mogao da primijeti ikakvu razliku.
You know, I may try to imitate Bhakti Robert.
Mogu da pokušam imitirati Bhakti Roberta
by looking very let me say, I may look very distracted.
Izgledajući distracted.
Distracted means the mind is somewhere else, spaced out in devotee terms.
Mogu pokušati da ga ponašam tako što ću biti svojim umom negdje dalje od ovog mjesta.
But I will never look exactly like he.
Ali nikada neću izgledati baš kao on.
It's impossible.
To je nemoguće.
Now Krishna expanded himself into an identical person.
A Krishna se ekspandirao u identične osobe.
To je Krishna. No difference.
To je Krishna, nema razlike.
Yes. And also into calves.
A također i u telad.
After all, he is the original creator of all of us. He can do so.
Na posljedku, on je prvobitni kreator svih nas i može to učiniti.
And for one total year, all the people in Vrindavan had in this way Krishna as their son.
Jednu cijelu godinu svi ljudi u Vrindavanu su imali Krishnu za svog sina.
And Krishna didn't even tell them.
I Krishna to čak nije ni rekao.
See, this is Krishna's wonderful nature.
To je Krishna fantastična priroda.
He can expand, he can do wonderful things, but he doesn't make reklama for this.
Može učiniti predivne stvari, a zato ne mora da ne mora ih reklamirati.
Yes. See, let us say he is a millionaire in Pula who says to the to our Pula temple, I give you a donation of 1 million US dollars.
Recimo da ovdje u Puli postoji jedan bogataš koji će reći templu ovdje našem, evo dajem vam milijun dolara.
And now if he says it all over Pula, then we think it's not very glorious.
I ako to razglasi svuda po Puli, mislimo to nije jako slavno.
But if he just comes one day and puts it under the, you know, under the door in an envelope and just disappears, we think wonderful.
Ali ako se jednog dana jednostavno pojavi i proturi ispod vrata tu jednu kovertu sa tim novcem, onda ću misliti ovo je divno.
So Krishna always does his wonders without making a reklama for himself.
I tako Krishna u stvari uvijek pravi te fantastične stvari ne praveći nikakvu reklamu za njega.
For instance, when he expanded himself during the Rasa Lila dance into as many gopi dancers as they were present.
Na primjer, kao što se prilikom rasa plesa ekspandira u toliko mnogo oblika kao koliko je bilo i gopija.
He expanded himself into millions and billions of forms.
Ekspandirao se u milijune i milijarde oblika.
But all of the gopis thought Krishna is just dancing with me alone.
Ali svaka gopija mislila Krishna pleše samo sa mnom.
He didn't make reklama.
Nije to razglasio, nije pravio reklamu.
I'm here, I'm there, I'm there, I'm there, so many times.
Nije rekao, vidite, ja sam tu, tu i tu, na toliko mnogo mjesta.
No, Krishna hides his opulences before the devotees.
Ne, Krishna krije svoje obilje ispred bhakti.
So that his devotees can relate to him in a very personal way.
Tako da se njegovi bhakti mogu odnositi prema njemu na veoma osoban način.
If all the devotees would have seen the gopis would have seen billions of Krishna, they would not be able to dance with Krishna because they would have thought
I da su gopije mogli vidjeti sve te brojne oblike Krishna, jednostavno ne mogli da plešu s njim, bilo bi toliko zapanjeni.
This is God in Vrindavan in his private place.
To je Bog u Vrindavanu, njegovom privatnom mjestu.
He hides his Aishvarya, his mystical opulence.
On krije svoje mistično obilje.
So that the intimacy of the sweetness of loving relationship or this rasa can freely flow.
Tako da se slatkoća tog odnosa, ta rasa može lako odvijati.
Now another feature of the spiritual world One was rasa, the other is that everything there is eternal and inexhaustible.
Druga karakteristika duhovnog svijeta pored rase da je sve jednostavno neiscrpno i nema kraja.
This morning I read in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna's flower garlands never fade.
Jutro sam pročitao u Srimad Bhagavatamu da cvjetni vijenci koji Krishna nosi nikada ne blijede.
You have so kindly made such a wonderful flower garland, but this will unfortunately be wilted tomorrow evening.
Napravili ste ovako fin, prekrasan vijenac, ali nažalost on će sutra najveće biti, će uvenuti.
In the spiritual world, the influence of time is absent.
U duhovnom svijetu utjecaj vremena nije prisutan.
Everything there is eternal.
Tamo je sve vječno.
And never dwindles.
I nikada ne propada.
We all come from the spiritual world.
Mi svi dolazimo iz duhovnog svijeta.
And we like to go back there.
I želimo da se vratimo tamo.
That's like the unconscious psychological mechanism of all of us.
To je kao nesvjesni psihološki mehanizam sviju nas.
No one of us likes to die.
Nitko od nas ne želi da umre.
We want to be eternal.
Želimo biti vječni.
Prabhupada gave the example of that even a person who may be very sick, he does not want to die.
Prabhupada daje primjer da čak i osoba koja je jako, jako bolesna ne želi da umre.
He talks to his doctor and says, doctor, give me few more years, please.
I on se obraća svom doktoru i kaže mu, doktore, molim te, produži mi život još samo nekoliko godina.
I have not yet completed my plans.
Nisam još ispunio sve svoje planove.
That's a sign that there is an eternal soul who protests against mortality.
To znači da je prisutna duhovna duša koja jednostavno protestira protiv smrtnosti.
Another thing is everyone in this world wants to be loved.
A druga stvar je da svako u ovom svijetu želi da bude voljen.
Most of us don't know what love is.
A većina nas ne zna što je to ljubav.
We think it's an object which we should own.
Mi mislimo da je to predmet koji treba da posjedujemo.
Others should love me.
I drugi trebaju da vole mene.
I should feel their appreciation.
Trebaju da meni ukazuju svoje poštovanje.
But this is not how love functions.
Ali ljubav ne funkcionira na taj način.
If you are a taker, you cannot be a lover.
Ako ste onaj koji uzima, vi ne možete biti ljubavnik.
You have to be a giver.
Vi morate biti ona osoba koja daje.
In the function of giving, then love unfolds.
Kod funkcije davanja, nju slijedi ljubav.
Like a flower, in the function of growing, it develops its fragrance.
Baš kao što i cvijet prilikom rasta i razvoja, onda na kraju daje svoj miris.
Otherwise it's always in the pupljica.
Inače je uvijek u sjemenu.
It doesn't smell at all.
I uopće ne miriši.
Yes. So, these two things, to be eternal and to experience love, are hopeless cries of the conditioned soul in the material world.
Te dvije stvari, da budemo vječni i da budemo voljeni, je ono za čime jednostavno vape osobe u materijalnom svijetu.
They cannot be realized here.
Ovdje to ne mogu spoznati.
Srila Prabhupada once gave an example of us in the material world by comparing us with sparks from a fire.
Prabhupada je uporedio nas ovdje prisutno u materijalnom svijetu sa iskrama vatre.
When the sparks fall, let me say like this, when the souls leave the spiritual world,
kada duša napusti duhovni svijet,
they become like sparks fallen out of the fire.
Onda nalikuje iskrama vatre koje su ispale iz vatre.
What happens to a spark outside the fire?
Šta se dešava sa iskrom vatre koja je iskočila iz vatre?
It's a struggle for existence.
To je onda borba za opstanak.
It makes fat, 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 and then not very glorious.
I don't understand fat.
It makes this noise, fat, 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 not very glorious. Fat, yes.
Onda jednostavno frca ta iskra i frca, na kraju se na kraju se ugasi.
We are all making this frca te.
Mi jednostavno svi tako frcamo.
Yes, yes. We are, this is our life, some frca te.
To je naš život, ja.
Iš vidite. It's a struggle for existence.
To je borba za, za život, za opstanak.
A cry for love and eternity, which will never be fulfilled.
To je vapaj za, za ljubavlju i vječnosti koji, koji nikada neće biti uslišan.
Prabhupada says, when the spark leaves the fire, in other words, when the soul leaves the eternal spiritual world, it becomes covered with a mountain of material contaminations.
Prabhupada kaže, kad duhovna duša napusti duhovni svijet, onda jednostavno bude prekrivena sa, sa pravom planinom materijalnih zagađenosti.
Many of us think this is our nature, our contamination.
Mnogi od nas misle da je to naša priroda, ove naše zagađenosti.
My individual contamination is my shriek, my, my true nature.
Moja individualna kontaminacija je moja istinska priroda.
My dear devotees, my dear guests and my dear skeptics.
Moji dragi, moji dragi bhakti, moji dragi gosti i moji dragi skeptici, sve je to greška.
We are all eternal sparks and our fulfillment is to dance in the fire of Krishna consciousness.
Mi smo svi vječne duhovne iskre i naša, naša aktivnost je da plešemo u svjesnosti Krishna.
Since we left Krishna, we have been taken on the material bodies one after the other.
Pošto smo napustili Krišnu, jednostavno uzimamo materijalna tijela jedno za drugim.
And we have made material impressions one after the other.
I dobijamo materijalne utiske jedan za drugim.
Which have heaped up and formed our psychological conditions names.
Koji su se razvili, jednostavno stvorili naše, naše psihološke uvjetovanosti.
At this, in this stage, in our conditioned life, we have one one way to take. There is one beautiful way out.
U tom našem životu uvjetovanosti postoji jedan prekrasan put da iz toga izađemo.
It is to meditate again about Krishna's divine pastimes in the spiritual world.
To je da ponovo meditiramo na Krišnine božanske zabave gore u duhovnom svijetu.
See, this meditation about Krishna is very strong.
Ta meditacija na Krišnu je jako jaka.
If it is done properly, it means to take up contact with Krishna again.
Ako se, ako se radi na pravilan način, to znači da se ponovo uspostavlja kontakt sa Krišnom.
Krishna is not non-different from his names and also non-different from his activities.
Krishna se ne razlikuje od svojih imena, a također ni od svojih aktivnosti.
He is not like an object in the world.
On nije kao neki predmet u svijetu.
For instance, let us say water.
Na primjer, recimo voda.
Or šlagom.
Ili šlag.
Šlag, yes. You may say šlag, 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 but you never get šlag in such a way.
Možete stalno ponavljati šlag, 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 ali na taj način nikad nećete doći do šlaga.
Because the substance is different from the name it is given.
Zato što se substanca razlikuje od imena koje nosi.
But you can say Krishna, 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 Krishna and experience the Krishna sun coming up in your heart.
Ali kada ponavljate Krishna, 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 osjećate da se Krishna pojavljuje u vašem srcu.
Krishna has this tremendous potency to be present where his holy name is chanted.
Krishna ima tu izvanrednu moć da bude prisutan tamo gdje se njegovo sveto ime mantra.
The same experience can be made if one hears about Krishna.
Isto iskustvo se može doživjeti kad netko čuje o Krišni.
From a bona fide source, such hearing is immediately invoking Krishna's presence.
Kada se to čuje iz vjerodostojnog izvora, automatski se priziva prisustvo Krišne.
Therefore in this movement for Krishna consciousness, we like to hear and discuss the pastimes of Krishna.
U ovom pokretu svjesnosti Krišne želimo da, da slušamo i razgovaramo o Krišnim zabavama.
By such hearing and thinking, a flash is released in our consciousness.
takvim slušanjem i pričanjem o Krišni jednostavno dolazi do pravih bljeskova u našoj svjesnosti.
Which can penetrate the mountain of dirt which lies over our souls.
I ti bljeskovi mogu prodreti kroz tu planinu prljavštine koja prekriva naše duše.
Many times our friends and also people come to us and say, oh, my life has become stereotyped.
Često nam dolaze naši prijatelji i ljudi uopće i kažu nam da naš moj život je postao stereotipan.
I need something happening in my life.
Potrebno mi je da mi se nešto dešava u životu.
I feel frustrated.
Osjećam se frustriran.
Day in and day out. The same old things are happening to me.
Iz dana u dan dešavaju mi se te iste stvari.
I am so tired of walking this path of material life.
Toliko sam umoran dok hodam ovim putem materijalnog života.
I have heard about Krishna.
Čuo sam o Krišni.
I have heard about spiritual things.
Čuo sam o duhovnim stvarima.
But my eyes are still closed.
Ali moje oči su još uvijek zatvorene.
I cannot perceive anything.
Ništa ne mogu vidjeti.
I feel like a blind man in a flower garden.
Osjećam se poput slijepog čovjeka u cvjetnom vrtu.
And slowly my insect life, my meaningless insect like life is coming to an end.
I polako moj život insekta dolazi svom kraju.
Do you know what I am talking about?
Da li znate o čemu govorim?
There are two directions in which life can go.
Postoje dva pravca dva smjera u kojima se može život kretati.
Listen to this and you will get the answer what to do.
Saslušajte ovo i dobijete odgovor šta da radite.
You can entangle yourself.
Možete se vezati.
That's the most common way of material life.
Što je najobičniji način u materijalnom životu.
You learn more.
Možete više učiti.
Eat more.
Više jesti.
You sleep more.
Više spavati.
You entangle yourself in relationships.
I zaplesti se u sve odnose.
You accumulate more money.
Možete akumulirati više novca.
More positions.
Više položaja.
More this and more that.
Više ovoga, više onoga.
It's like, as in Deutsch you say, wie eine Spinnenspule. That's a difficult thing to say now in Croatian language. You know, when you have this, which makes the thread, you go like, and there's this big wheel, and then it turns a smaller thing where the thread is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you say? Huh? Vretano, yes, vretano. This, and it becomes bigger and bigger.
Yes.
This is normally how your life is.
Normalno tako je vaš život.
You start with nothing.
Počnete sa ničim.
Only you own only your breath.
Posjetite samo svoj dah.
Even the milk which you get is from your mother. It doesn't belong to you.
Čak i mlijeko koje dobivate nije vaše, od vaše majke.
But the older you got, the more you get entangled.
A što postajete stariji, to su više postajete zapleteni.
The gross things like a house, car.
Dolaze stvari kao što su kuće, auta.
Tape recorder. Tape recorder.
I ovi kasetofoni.
Kasetofone. Your cloth.
Vaša odjeća.
But much more dangerous are the subtle things.
Ali mnogo opasnije su suptilne stvari.
Your conceptions.
Vaša svačanja.
Your attachments.
Vaša vezanost.
Ljubav.
Ljubav.
Hated.
Mržnja.
War.
Rat.
Newspapers.
Novine.
These are the entanglements.
To su sve ti slojevi koji vas vežu.
What is the word? Yes, vreteno. This is the vreteno of the life.
So, život vam je vreteno.
Yes. the real life should be the threat, the retinal should become less.
Pravi život je u tome da to vreteno postaje tanje.
That's when what happens when you become a giver.
To se dešava kad vi postajete osoba koja daje.
If you become a lover.
Kada postajete ljubavnik.
Of Krishna.
Krishna.
And also others.
A također i drugih.
If you give and give and give, you don't accumulate material contaminations.
I onda kada dajete i dajete, ne akumulirate materijalne zagađenosti.
But it has to be done on the spiritual platform.
Ali to se treba uraditi na duhovnom nivou.
What means duhovni nivou? It means ja sam, sorry, I'm an eternal part of Krishna.
A što znači duhovni nivo? To znači ja sam vječni dio Krishna.
My life is with Krishna.
Moj život je sa Krishnom.
My responsibility is to Krishna.
Moja odgovornost je prema Krishni.
My giving is to Krishna.
Moje davanje je davanje Krishni.
Then the threat of your entanglement loosens.
Onda se ti konci vaše vezanosti popuštaju.
And you become a free soul even in this body.
I postajete slobodna duša čak i u ovom tijelu.
Rupa Goswami says, one who engages his mind, his body and his words in the service of Krishna becomes a liberated soul even in this material body.
Rupa Goswami kaže da ona osoba koja preda svoj um, riječi i tijelo Krishni postaje čak oslobođena i u ovome svijetu.
Such a person can control his mind and his senses.
Ta osoba može kontrolirati svoj um i čula.
He doesn't allow that they entangle him in material thoughts and activities.
I ne dopušta im da ga vežu za materijalni svijet i aktivnosti u njemu.
He feels very enthusiastic in spiritual life.
I osjeća se jako entuzijastičnim u duhovnom životu.
And when there are some obstacles, he just goes through them.
I kada se jave neke prepreke, on jednostavno prolazi kroz njih.
At the same time, such a person is patient.
U isto vrijeme ta osoba je strpljiva.
He does not sit like that. When is realization coming? When is realization coming?
I on sjedi jednostavno ovako nemirno i pitajući se kada će doći do samospoznanja.
He leaves it up to Krishna.
On to prepušta Krishni.
Such a devotee feels very spontaneously drawn to singing or hearing about the glories of Krishna.
I taj bhakta jednostavno spontano se okreće slušanju o Krishni.
He likes to stay together with devotees.
I voli da bude zajedno sa bhaktama.
And he follows the footprints which are full of light of the previous saints, the acharyas.
I slijedi stope koje se pune svjetlosti, stope prethodnih acharya, svetaca.
Such a transcendentalist is also careful.
Takav transcendentalista je također i pažljiv.
He knows if I eat too much, I might get entangled.
On zna, ako jedem previše, postaću zapleten.
I will get sick.
Postaću bolestan.
Or sleepy.
Ili će mi se spavati.
So he does not want to accumulate more than which is necessary.
Znači on ne želi da akumulira više nego što mu je potrebno.
Not in physical weight.
Ni da postaje fizički debli.
And also not in conceptiones.
A također ne želi da prikuplja puno koncepcija raznih shvatanja.
Such a devotee does not want to have more than which is necessary.
Takav bhakta ne želi da ima više nego što mu je potrebno.
And he is a little neutral towards material achievements.
I njegove sve misli su usmjerene ka duhovnim postignućima.
He doesn't need to be work like anything to be number one in his school or in his on his race track.
On ne mora da bude da kao lud radi da bude prvi u školi ili u nekoj trci.
The race track of material life.
U trci materijalnog života.
And he doesn't want to waste his time talking nonsense.
I ne želi da gubi svoje vrijeme pričajući gluposti.
You are laughing. We waste so much time with talking gluposti.
Toliko puno vremena gubimo govoreći gluposti.
Or rumors.
Ili prepričavajući.
Oh, did you hear?
Da li si čuo ovo?
Oh, did you see?
Da li si vidio?
What does this mean?
Što to znači?
Do you want to hear my speculation?
Da želiš da čuješ moju spekulaciju?
So much time is wasted.
Toliko mnogo vremena se
traši. Let us not talk prajalpa and think prajalpa.
Nemojmo govoriti prajalpu i misliti prajalpu.
So there are many qualities of such a spiritual person.
Takve su odlike, ima takve puno odlika duhovnih osoba.
You might think, well, how do I get to this?
Vi možete misliti kako da dođem do toga.
I have heard that the process of Krishna consciousness means I should chant more.
Čuo sam da proces svjesnosti Krišne znači da trebam više mantrati.
I should read more in the holy scriptures.
Da trebam više čitati svete spise.
Međutim, I have absolutely no taste.
Međutim, uopće nemam ukusa za to.
I have tried it for so long, it didn't work with me.
Toliko dugo pokušavam to, ali to na meni ne djeluje.
One reason might be that you're Vreteno. I'm sorry, Vishnu. It's very difficult for me to remember. One reason might be that your Vreteno, something like that, is turning the wrong direction.
Jedan od razloga je da se vaše Vreteno okreće u pogrešnom smjeru.
You're getting more entangled in your life.
Postajete sve više zapleteni u svom životu.
You're not walking the path of freedom.
I ne hodate stazom oslobođenja.
And therefore, more bound, more bound, more bound the older you become.
I sve više postajete vezani kako starite.
If you want your vreteno, to turn in the right way, you have to take the path of spiritual life.
Ako želite da se vaše vreteno okreće u pravom smjeru, onda treba da krenete duhovnim putem.
Seriously.
Ozbiljno.
If you want some reformation in your life, I have a wonderful tip for you.
Ako želite neku preporuku za vaš život, imam jednu finu stvar za vas.
Please read the book The Nectar of Instruction.
Molim vas, pročitajte knjigu Nektar uputstva.
It's so fresh with fresh information.
Toliko je svježa i puna svježih informacija.
It tells you what to do and what to leave aside.
Govorimo šta treba da radite i šta treba da ostavite.
I think in our Croatian language it is in combination with the Nectar of Devotion, isn't it?
Yes.
It's in the two books on one.
Yes.
Yes.
Mislim da to u našoj knjizi Nektar predanosti se nalazi također i ta knjiga zajedno sa njom.
So this is all what I wanted to say this evening.
To je sve što sam htio da vam kažem večeras.
I hope it was practical for you.
Nadam se da vam je bilo praktično.
And that you have gotten some new insights into Krishna consciousness.
I da ste dobili neke nove uvide u svjesnost Krišne.
I must excuse myself for our at the lotus feet, or not, must excuse me, how to say this in English, our new guests, please excuse me, I was talking a little bit to the audience tonight who were mostly practicing Krishna consciousness, therefore I just did not get too much into the philosophy.
Ispričavam se gostima koji su večeras ovdje prvi put, da sam, pošto sam više pričao okrenut ka baktama.
But please do come back again to our wonderful temple as often as you can.
Ali molim vas dođite ponovo u ovaj naš divan hram što je češće moguće.
Especially on Sundays we have a nice festival.
Posebno u nedjeljom kada imamo lijepe festivale.
Now I want to just see if there are any questions in our in the audience, and this will take. Let me see if there are questions, and then I will show my surprise for you.
I sada ako možda ima neki pitanja ovdje u publici, pa bi onda nakon toga prikazao moje iznenađenje vama.
Uno momento. Yes, molim, what is your name? Ivana.
Is it possible to become in this life, to become a pure devotee if we are not living in the temple, but we are living outside of the temple with the karmis? And we are working also.
Yeah. Yes, it is possible.
Zato je moguće.
Krishna defines that if you can do four activities.
Ako možeš činiti četiri stvari.
If you can always think of Krishna.
Ako možeš uvijek misliti na Krishnu.
If you can feel like his devotee.
Ako se možeš osjećati kao njegov bhakta.
If you can, it means do some service for him.
Ako možeš činiti neku službu za njega.
If you can worship Krishna.
Ako ga možeš obožavati.
And if you can pay your obeisances to Krishna.
I ako možeš odavati svoje poštovanje Krishni.
These are the four activities of a devotee.
To su četiri aktivnosti bhakte.
And if you, wherever, in what situation you can fulfill them, wonderful.
I bez obzira u kojoj situaciji se nalaziš, ako možeš to da izvršavaš, onda je to divno.
However, Ivana, you must learn one secret.
Ali Ivana, moraš znati jednu tajnu.
To not become influenced by your surroundings.
Da ne potpuneš pod utjecaj svoje okoline.
Otherwise it will be very difficult.
Inače bit će jako teško.
Yes.
Last time in your lecture here, you mentioned that there is some limit in our spiritual life, but she wants to know where is that limit. And what to do when we go to when we come to that limit?
Usually, you are making the limits.
Obično ti si ona koja pravi koja stavlja granice.
In your mind.
U svom umu.
I want to tell you something very interesting.
Želim ti reći nešto jako zanimljivo.
You have an eternal relationship with Krishna.
Imaš vječan odnos sa Krishnom.
But in the mind. We think, oh, I'm a man, I'm a woman.
Ali u umu mislimo, ja sam čovjek, ja sam žena.
I'm in Pula.
Ja sam u Puli.
I have my responsibilities.
Imam svoje odgovornosti, obaveze.
This is called the dream of material existence.
To se naziva san materijalnog postojanja.
If we can wake up from this dream, we will find out we are with Krishna.
I kada se probudimo iz tog sna, vidjet ćemo mi smo sa Krishnom.
So the granicas are always made in our mind.
Znači granice se uvijek stvaraju u našem umu.
You are only as limited as you think you are.
Onoliko si ograničena koliko misliš da jesi.
Pravdinski. Therefore you must always purify your mind.
Zato uvijek moraš da pročišćavaš svoj um.
Every day you must work on purifying the mind.
Svakog dana moraš raditi na pročišćenju svog uma.
Every day you must work on your spiritual inspiration.
Svaki dan moraš raditi na svojoj duhovnoj inspiraciji.
And this will take away all the granicas which you build up.
I to će razbiti sve granice koje ti gradiš.
You are a perfect granica builder.
Ti si savršeni graditelj granica.
Since many lives your mind is making granitas.
Pošto kroz mnoge živote tvoj um stvara granice.
What a scandal!
Kakav skandal.
I'm a little temperamental this evening.
Malo sam temperamentan večeras.
Why is someone deciding to be a man?
Zašto neko odlučio da bude impersonalist kad može biti personalist?
Ja.
Kad ima tu mogućnost.
See, philosophically, the impersonalist wants to be God.
Filozofski rečeno, impersonalist želi da bude Bog.
It's very subtle. He wants to be one with God.
To je jako suptilno, želi biti jedan sa Bogom.
And that means he wants to be God.
A to znači želi biti Bog.
If I want to be one with Tučman, I'm Tučman.
Ako želim biti jedno sa Tučmanom, onda sam Tučman.
I can drive in the same car.
Mogu se voziti u istom autu.
So This is the cause of impersonalism or Mayavadi.
To je uzrok impersonalizma, odnosno Mayavadi.
Now, I guess you mean your questions or relate your questions to someone who becomes an impersonalist in human relationships. Is that true? The Mayavadi, huh? Yeah. Yes. I think because a Mayavadi doesn't feel any love.
Mislim da zato što Mayavadi ne osjeća nikakvu ljubav.
That is only there when there are persons.
Oni su samo tu zbog sebe.
When there are two.
Kada je dvoje.
By becoming one, everything disappears.
Kada se postane jedno, sve nestaje.
All the colors,
sve boje,
disappear in the white light.
Nestaju u bijelom svjetlu.
So all just there cannot be any love without variety.
Ne može biti ljubavi bez raznolikosti.
As I said in the beginning, in the Mayavadi process or impersonalism, the worshipper, the object of worship, and the process of worship all disappear.
Kao što sam rekao na početku, kod impersonalista, onaj koji obožava, proces obožavanja i ono što se obožava jednostavno nestaje.
Love disappears.
Nestaje ljubav.
Variety.
Raznolikost.
Activity.
Aktivnost.
And I think we have become attracted by Krishna's activities.
Ja mislim da smo mi privučeni aktivnostima Krishna.
By Krishna's love.
Krishnom ljubavlju.
By the possibility of having an eternal relationship with God.
Mogućnošću da imamo vječan odnos sa Bogom.
You can play with God.
Možete se igrati sa Bogom.
You can dance with God.
Možete plesati sa Bogom.
Isn't that wonderful?
Zar to nije divno?
And those who have become attracted to this, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they have become attracted to this.
I oni koji su svjesni Krishne postaju privučeni time.
They have become enthusiastic that in this one lifetime they actually can return back to Godhead.
Postaju entuzijastični da se čak u ovom jednom životu vrate nazad Bogu.
And taste rasa.
I da kušaju rasu.
Bhakti rasamrita sindhu. The ocean of the devotional mellows.
Da kušaju taj ocean devocijskih osjećaja.
And that's at least why I became a devotee. Let me say, why I'm still a devotee.
To je razlog zašto sam ja još uvijek bhakta.
Dobro. Dolores. I'm not sure if I understood your question. You mean, how do you feel when you are a devotee?
Kako se osjeća onaj bhakta? Kako se osjeća on kao bhakta?
Very good question.
Veoma dobro pitanje.
First of all, you have some devotion in your heart.
Prije svega imaš neke devocije u svom srcu.
There are different stages of this devotion.
Onda postoje različiti stupnjevi te devocije.
It becomes thicker and thicker.
I oni postaju dublji i dublji.
In the beginning of a devotee, it just feels how these unwanted qualities leave his heart.
U početku bhakta jednostavno osjeća kako te neželjene odlike napuštaju njegovo srce.
Like all of a sudden he sees, I'm not feeling this enviousness any longer. Dobro.
Jedan put počinje osjećati da više ne osjeća zavist i misli, oh, to je dobro.
Or a devotee may be in a situation, a certain situation, and he feels, I don't feel lust towards the opposite sex.
I onda se može naći u nekoj situaciji kada može osjetiti da više ne osjeća požudne želje prema suprotnom spolu.
Relief.
Ovo koje olakšanje.
In other words, he feels how these unwanted qualities leave him.
drugim riječima osjeća kako se te neželjene kako ga te neželjene odlike napuštaju.
Then after some time, Dolores, the devotee feels always steady in his Krishna consciousness.
Onda se nakon izvjesnog vremena bhakta osjeća postojanim u svojoj svjesnosti Krishne.
I think we all know sometimes it goes like like achterbahnfahrt. How do you say this in English? You know, when you go like
Znamo da ponekad u našem životu me ide tim smjerom, kao na toboganu.
Yes, this is the often in spiritual life when you are not steady.
To se često dešava u duhovnom životu kada niste postojani.
You're very happy when you are on the farm dancing with the devotees before Radha Madan Mohan.
A veoma ste sretni kada se na farmi i plešete sa baktama pred božanstvima Radha Madan Mohan.
And when you come back to Rijeka, you feel like a piece of wood, you know, only good to burn in the fire of material life.
I onda kada se vratite u Rijeku, osjećate se jednostavno tako da da trebali izgoriti u tom materijalnom svijetu.
This is how, isn't it? It goes up and down. So a devotee, after some time, feels very steady.
I nakon izvjesnog vremena bhakta se osjeća jako postojanim.
And then, he loses all attachment to the material world.
I onda gubi svaku vezanost za materijalni svijet.
He just says, hvala lijepo.
Jednostavno kaže, hvala lijepo.
And then he will feel great taste.
I onda će osjećati jako, jako velik ukus.
In the beginning, his activities in devotional service will be very steady.
Početku će njegove aktivnosti u predanom služenju biti jako postojane.
And then he will only talk about Krishna consciousness. In other words, his words will be steady.
A onda će jednostavno samo pričati o svjesnosti Krishna, drugim riječima, samo će njegove riječi postati and onda postojane.
And when the devotee finally has this ukus, his mind will be steady.
I kada bhakta konačno dođe do tog ukusa, onda će njegov um postati postojan.
Imagine how nice.
Zamislite kako je to lijepo.
No more.
Više nema gore dole.
And then he will feel ecstasy.
I tada će osjećati ekstazu.
And he chants the holy name.
Kada mantra i pjeva sveto ime.
And finally he will feel so much love.
I na kraju će osjećati jako puno ljubavi.
There, in other words, when if you ask how does it feel to be a devotee, there are different grades of devotees.
I kada pitaš tako pitanje kako se bhakta osjeća kad je bhakta, postoje različiti stupnjevi bhakta.
Sometimes a devotee says, well, if I look at me now,
ponekad bhakta kaže, ako se pogledam sada,
and I compare myself to materialists,
i uporedim sa materialistima,
I think there are some materialists who are more satisfied than me.
Nalazim da ima nekih materialista koji su više zadovoljni nego ja.
I had contact with one eye doctor. He is a devotee. No, not eye diagnostic doctor.
Okulist. Nedavno se kontaktirao s jednim okulistom.
And he told me something very interesting.
I on mi je rekao nešto jako zanimljivo.
He says when he looks in the eyes of the devotee,
on kaže kad pogleda u oči bhakta,
there's some insecurity going on, some nervousness.
Vidi u očima da se odvija neka nesigurnost, neka nervoza.
And he asked me how is it possible?
I onda me pita kako je to moguće.
They are sometimes more nervous than materialists.
Ponekad su više nervozni nego materialisti.
Something is wrong with your process or what?
Da li to nešto nije u redu sa vašim procesom ili šta je on?
He could not understand.
Ne može da shvati.
And but it is actually easy to understand.
Ali u stvari to je lako shvatiti.
And the devotee, this process of purification goes on.
U bhakti se odvija taj proces pročišćenja.
His old personality is just getting changed.
Njegova cjelokupna osobnost se mijenja.
And he or she has not yet found the new spiritual personality.
I on ili ona još nisu našli svoju pravu spiritualnu osobnost.
The new spiritual personality is like an embryo only.
Nova spiritualna osobnost je poput embriona.
Now, sometimes if one does not know about this, one becomes insecure.
I kada neko ne zna za to, postaje nesiguran.
I'm sometimes so up and down.
Ponekad se osjećam tako kao da idem gore pa dolje.
And my friends who go to the discotheque, they say everything seems to be just so sure in their lives.
Kod mojih prijatelja koji idu u diskoteke, sve im izgleda nekako sigurno i lijepo u životu.
What is going on with me?
Šta se to dešava sa mnom?
Your birth is going on with you. Birth!
Tvoje rođenje ide zajedno sa tobom.
That's good. To je dobro.